Hello, hello, good morning everyone, students. My name is Luis Felipe, your English teacher. Muy buenos días, estudiantes. Mi nombre es el profesor Luis Felipe, su profesor de inglés. The topic for today is the verb to be. El tópico del día de hoy es el verbo be. The verb to be is used to say something about person, thing or state. El verbo be es usado para decir algo acerca de una persona, una cosa o un estado. In addition, thank you to the verb to be, we can create complete sentences in affirmative, negative and questions. Adicional a esta información, gracias al verbo to be, nosotros podemos crear oraciones completas tanto en affirmative, negative, negativo en interrogative, pregunta. It's important to mention also that the verb to be is conjugated according to each pronoun personal. Es importante mencionar que el verbo to be es conjugado acorde a cada pronombre personal. Pronoun personal, pronombres personales, such as, tales como I, yo, she, ella, he, él, it, esto, we, nosotros, you, usted, ustedes, they, ellos. El verbo be es conjugado con am, trabaja con el pronombre I am, is, she is, he is, it is, are, we are, you are, they are. For example, I am a doctor. My father is an engineer. She is in the hospital. My mother is in the school. We are the best friends. We are good students. Thank you. Hello, hello. Good morning, everyone, students. My name is Luis Felipe, your English teacher. Muy buenos días, estudiantes. Mi nombre es el profesor Luis Felipe, su profesor de inglés. The topic for today is the verb to be. El tópico del día de hoy es el verbo be. The verb to be is used to say something about person, thing or state. El verbo be es usado para decir algo acerca de una persona, una cosa o un estado. In addition, thank you to the verb to be, we can create complete sentences in affirmative, negative and questions. Adicional a esta información, gracias al verbo to be, nosotros podemos crear oraciones completas tanto en affirmative, negative, negativo en interrogative, pregunta. It's important to mention also that the verb to be is conjugated according to each pronoun personal. Es importante mencionar que el verbo to be es conjugado acorde a cada pronombre personal. Pronoun personal, pronombres personales, such as, tales como I, yo, she, ella, he, él, it, esto, we, nosotros, you, usted, ustedes, they, ellos. El verbo be es conjugado con am, trabaja con el pronombre I am, is, she is, he is, it is, are, we are, you are, they are. For example, I am a doctor. My father is an engineer. She is in the hospital. My mother is in the school. We are the best friends. We are good students. Thank you. Hello, hello. Good morning, everyone, students. My name is Luis Felipe, your English teacher. Muy buenos días, estudiantes. Mi nombre es el profesor Luis Felipe, su profesor de inglés. The topic for today is the verb to be. El tópico del día de hoy es el verbo be. The verb to be is used to say something about person, thing or state. El verbo be es usado para decir algo acerca de una persona, una cosa o un estado. In addition, thank you to the verb to be, we can create complete sentences in affirmative, negative, and questions. Adicional a esta información, gracias al verbo to be, nosotros podemos crear oraciones completas tanto en affirmative, negative, negativo, and interrogative, pregunta. It's important to mention also that the verb to be is conjugated according to each pronoun personal. Es importante mencionar que el verbo to be es conjugado acorde a cada pronombre personal. Pronoun personal, pronombres personales, such as, tales como I, yo, she, ella, he, él, it, esto, we, nosotros, you, usted, ustedes, they, ellos. El verbo be es conjugado con am, trabaja con el pronombre I am, is, she is, he is, it is, are, we are, you are, they are. For example, I am a doctor, my father is an engineer, she is in the hospital, my mother is in the school. We are the best friends. We are good students. Thank you.